Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, welcome to the show. I want to do another important teaching today for you to understand and comprehend, because this is going to benefit you physically and spiritually. And it's about fasting and prayer. They go hand in hand. And we're going to look at the biblical reasons of why we should fast and how and where the Bible calls us to fast. Now, last night I was listening to a wonderful lecture by Derek Prince about fasting. I recommend you look him up, and he has some great information about fasting. But it was confirmed to me two times this morning, and everything he was saying in my early studies this morning, I found the exact things he was saying. And so not just two, but three confirmations, or two confirmations of what I just heard last night. That I had already seen in the scriptures myself. So I want to talk about these important things. As I was saying in previous teachings, and understanding is the better or the more you focus on a wonderful Creator in prayer, the lines of communication are going to be open, with the less distractions you have. And the biggest distraction the enemy puts in our life is food. And he deceives us to believe that the true spiritual nourishment, or true nourishment in general, comes from the food we eat. But Yeshua himself said, I will give you water will you not thirst, and I will give you nourishment that doesn't come from the food you eat, but the food that I give and supply. We have to understand these concepts and understand, and we must not let the enemy continue to distract us from the importance of prayer and fasting. As I said, a lot of people out there are praying today, and they're getting half of their prayers answered. They're receiving half of the blessings because they're only praying halfway. Praying and fasting is different than just praying alone. And we're not just only to fast from a physical standpoint, because fasting physically will heal us from many ailments that we suffer from the overindulgence and the lack of temperance we have today. Many people suffer. But from a spiritual standpoint, as we're praying, if we're distracted, thinking about our next meal, thinking about our previous meal, or affected by our previous meal, it's going to lessen the communication that we have with our wonderful Messiah. And we don't want to have distractions. It's distractions that the enemy is trying to keep us from. This is the excuses people make, and the prayers, people's prayers are hindered because of these distractions. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7:35, I want you to do whatever will help you serve Yahweh best with as few distractions as possible. Mark 4:19 says, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. When we think about the fruit being produced and the fruit of the Spirit, and we think about all the blessings and the gifts of the Spirit that our Creator makes available to us, and how little we utilize that, and we think about Mark 4:19, and we think about the distraction that fasting creates on all these different levels. Remember, it says in Mark 4:19, too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things. What do you think they're talking about when the desire for other things? The number one desire man has today is food. Thinking about their next meal and affected from their previous meal. But when we fast and cease from eating and do it with prayer, it takes away our biggest desire and distraction from a fleshly standpoint. And it opens up the lines of communication so much more with our wonderful Creator, and it's a beautiful thing. So we must avoid the distractions from this world. You know, and this is what happens. It says in Romans 12, to do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that tests and may discern what is the will of Yahweh, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. We got to do our best to fast and pray and not let the world's ways distract us. 1 John 2:15 says, "Do not love the world or the things of this world. If anyone loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him." Now, I want to tell you, food is one of the greatest blessings and greatest pleasures that our Creator provides for us. But it's our people thinking about food more than our Creator that creates the problem. This is why when Job says, "I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food," in Job 23:12. As much and as good as food is, and as important it is for substance of life, his words are my true nourishment and more important than any other physical substance. My life is not important than him. And there's a humility that goes along with this, which we'll be looking at and seeing here. We must do everything to get the distractions out of our life that take us away from focusing on a wonderful Messiah. We look at prayer to begin with. And I tell people, you need to pray. And people, they don't have time to pray today. They're running out of the house in the morning because they woke up late, because they were up too late at night watching garbage on TV and eating junk where they can't even fall asleep. They have to take a cup of caffeine, a drug, to keep them awake so they can even get out the door in the morning. And everything of all these different things and the activities do in life between work and everything else they have going on in life, what falls by the wayside is their prayer time. Taking no time to prayer in the morning. No time to pray in the morning and the afternoon. And then by the time the evening comes, they're too tired to pray. Giving no significance to prayer. And then even if they do pray, they're not completely praying. They're incompletely praying because they're so focused on food and what they're going to eat in their next meal that their prayers are not complete here. They're not praying and they're not fasting. We must do our best to stay focused on the wonderful Messiah. And it's embarrassing and a shame that there are other cultures and religions around the world that have understand and excelled at the practice of fasting and praying to their deities. And the average Christian struggles in this area or don't even talks about these different things. We must not let this happen in our lives, and if we have, we need to fix this. It says in Hebrews 12:2, fix our attention on Yahshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who in view of the joy set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. We must focus on him. We must focus on Yeshua. The dangers of taking our eyes off Yeshua and getting distracted, we remind ourselves of Peter standing there in the water in Matthew 14. And all of a sudden, when he took his eyes off Yeshua, he started to sink. And this is what happens, I believe, in life when we don't fast and we don't pray. We get distracted and we take our eyes off Yeshua. And that's what the enemy tries to do to us. He tries to distract us in every possible way. And the greatest way he's distracting us is with food and eating and the nourishment of the flesh. This is what we must resist. And this is what we must be careful with. The majority of the physical diseases of man today come from overeating and eating the wrong foods, the things that our flesh desires. If we stuck to eating the things that our Creator told us to eat when we ate, as found in Genesis 1:29, the fruits and the vegetables, and we understood his idea about temperance and not being gluttonous, we wouldn't suffer from any of the diseases we suffer from in general. But there must come a time where we have control over our appetite. Control over our appetite. As I said yesterday, when you can enjoy not eating as much as you enjoy eating, you've reached a certain place. We must prioritize our life the right way, and the time and our food and everything we do. We must find time daily for prayer. And if we find time for prayer and we could have complete prayer, a time of prayer and fasting, it would be that much more powerful. And then we could understand the power of prayer and what it truly means. Incomplete prayers getting incomplete answers, but complete prayers getting complete answers. Ephesians 5 says, be careful, 5:15 and 16, so then be careful how you live. Do not be unwise, but wise, making the best use of your time. The best use of your time, because the times are evil. You know, we look at what Yeshua did with his time. In Mark 1:35, it says, and in the morning, rising up, a great while before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and prayed. Morning time is a great time to get up and to pray with our Creator, a nice quiet time. And it sets the example of what Yeshua did. He didn't get up and eat. He didn't stick a donut in his mouth and have some coffee to wake up. No, he got up early. Before the day even started, before the fireball, the sun came up in the sky, in the darkness of the night. It says, he went up and departed to a solitary place, and he prayed. It says in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Those that seek me early shall find me. We must get this understanding. We must find these times and be better with our time. We must be better. And with our what we're doing, think about how much time you spend on food. Making food, thinking about food, buying food, eating food, and going to the bathroom from the food, and all this about food. You know, whenever I fast, I have so much extra time in my hand because I'm not doing all of that. And what do I do with that extra time? I spend it in prayer. If you don't have time to get the important things done in your life, like focusing on prayer and focusing on Creator or reading your word, well, eliminate from your life the biggest things that are taking time from your life. And that is the reliance and the eating and the food. Now there are times to eat. Like it says in the scriptures, there's a time for everything. But we must make time for fasting and prayer. I think daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly, we must understand the times of our wonderful Creator. And He blesses us with these times. He gives us wonderful scriptures to show us the importance of daily finding time to spend with Him. And also commandments and instructions to pray daily. He also gives us these important instructions on a weekly basis to take time each week and just focus on Him and nothing else. You know, for me, this is when I find a weekly prayer time of fasting and praying on the Holy Sabbath day, and just like He instructed us to find a day to just be alone with Him. No distractions from the world. On a monthly basis, He gives us a time of cleansing and healing, and we come to Him to prayer, and He talks about the scripture of the new moon, and we think about how it all works together. The cleansing, the healing, and the fasting, and the prayer. It's a beautiful time to acknowledge creation and be alone with our Creator. And then He gives us the yearly times to be separated from the world and to be with one another who are believers, and to enjoy, even though we erroneously call them feast days, and some of them are part of feast and eating, but they're also connected to praying and praising and fasting. So He gives us these times to focus on Him, and by looking at the scriptures, as we get so busy in this world and life gets busy and everything else, we need to remember the scripture says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. So we need to stand up against the enemy and try to let him distract us and so on. And we need to wipe out all the idols that we have in our lives. And through prayer and fasting, we can accomplish all of these things. It says in 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourself from idols. The number one idols in people's lives today is food. Is food. And the advertisers on TV know it. They do their best to distract you and keep you distracted. You work hard for your money. You spend it on food. And it's not the food Yahweh's provided for you. And this is a big problem. We need to be caretakers of our body, the body He designed us with. And there's no better way, in my opinion, to see creation in existence and Yahweh's wonderful and beauty and pleasure that He gives us by looking at the food that He provides for us, the fruits and vegetables. As somebody who has gardens and grows food, and I'm just, every time I look at a banana or a mango or something growing on a tree, I'm just in awe that Yah would create this to nourish my body and just give me this beauty. But I love the Creator more than I love what He created. We get that? We understand that? More people worship the food than the Creator of the food, and that's a big problem today. We must avoid the distractions of this world, and we must find time to pray and find time to be in one with our wonderful Creator and set the example that Yeshua set for us. And this is he says, we need to follow His image or follow Him. Those are my sheep, follow me. He got up early and He prayed. They couldn't find Him. He was praying. All throughout the scriptures, we see David. All throughout the Proverbs, in prayer, praying. Writing down the prayers, singing the prayers, speaking to Yahweh in communication with Him. When's the last time you had a great prayer session with Yahweh? When's the last time you spoke to Him so much that it brought tears to your eyes? When's the last time you heard from Him? When's the last time you read your scriptures and the scriptures cried out and spoke out to you and told you the answer you were looking for? When's the last time you felt the joy of hearing from our wonderful Creator? And then I ask you on the same note, when's the last time you abstained from consuming food for a certain amount of time? Whether it was 24 hours, 36 hours, whatever it was. When's the last time you missed a meal? Purposely, not by accident. Most people today, they miss one meal and they double up on the next meal. When's the last time you purposely went without eating three meals a day or four meals a day and just took that time to go and pray? If you look at animals in nature, when they're sick, they don't eat. They fast. When they're sick, they fast because there's a physical healing that takes place when we let the body do what it was designed to do. I don't know what the animals are thinking, but I know when we get sick as humans, we tend to run to doctors and take medications and do all these things. But if we just took the example from these animals and we would learn not to overindulge our bodies, especially when we're not feeling good, and giving the body a chance to do what it was designed to do and detoxify and cleanse, and at the same time, from a spiritual standpoint, to come to our wonderful Father and pray to Him. And I think about these things that I'm listening to, these sermons and listening to all people speaking about fasting and reading scripture on fasting, and just thinking about all the miserable people in this world that don't experience in Yah's joy to the fullest degree. And as I think about them, I think about what's two things I know that I'm missing in their life. As I evaluate their life, some of them have a lot of money. Some of them have big houses and nice cars. Some of them don't have any diseases or things in their life, but they're still miserable. They're still not satisfied. They don't have any joy in their lives. They're always complaining. And I think what's the two of the big things that they're not doing in their lives? And the answer always comes out to fasting and praying. Fasting and praying. And then I think about people in this world. They have no physical things. Some of them are homeless. Some of them literally live in a tent. Some of them live in a van or a car or a truck. Some of them live in one little bedroom. Some of them have very, very little money to buy food. They don't even have a job. But they have the joy of Yahweh. And you can just see it. They're lit up all over their face. And you look, what does that person have that that other person doesn't have? And when you peel everything back and you look at everything, well, what do? And they do is they fast and they pray. And then you think about this. They're feeling the full power of prayer that comes with fasting. It's the most powerful thing we could do as humans, is to fast and pray to our wonderful Creator. And we limit ourselves. And I want to encourage you not to do that anymore. Not to let the enemy distract us from doing these things. The scriptures talk all about pride, and pride being man's downfall. That's what it talks about. And I find no more humbling way to humble ourselves than to go without food. And this isn't a race. We're not supposed to make a big grandiose announcement or anything else, but I tell you this, the longer you go and the deeper you get into prayer, the more joy you're going to have, the less pride you're going to have, and the more humbling it's going to be. And it's a powerful thing. And we're called to humble ourselves. You know, we're called to, in the scriptures, to do that. And there are so many examples of scripture how this was done. And they talk all in scripture about the power of prayer and the great things that have been accomplished through that. And there's prayer in private, like Yeshua did. He got up early in the morning before the sun ball came up and the day started. And he prayed to the Father in private. And fasted in private. It's not something you announce to the world. He kept himself in private and did what he had to do. And then there's the power of corporate prayer with corporate fasting. That is absolutely one of the most powerful things we can do. And there are scriptures that show in Nineveh and all these other scriptures where, in all the books of the scriptures, where you see all the people praying. We see it in Esther. We see it in Nineveh with Jonah. All the people praying together. And what changed, and everything that changed, and the power to move things, and the power to do things. You see, when you understand fasting and prayer, you have faith, because you have faith in the unseen. And it's really powerful. You know, and it's absolutely a beautiful thing to worship our wonderful Creator while we're fasting, and it strengthens prayers, and it's just powerful on every level. And we see the people in scriptures at times, all the prophets in scripture that had a message from Yahweh, when their message needed to get out, to get that message out, to speak that message. Many times they stopped eating until their message was out there. They didn't eat. They weren't looking for food. They wanted Yahweh's communication. That's what they wanted. And all throughout scriptures, it talks about these things. You know, so fasting isn't something to be seen or to brag about. It's something that's powerful. And prayer and fasting should go together. And I want to remind you all of this. You know, it's not something we should just do once in our life. Like, I remember 10 years ago I did a long fast. And And I prayed and it was powerful. No, if it's so powerful, why don't you do it on a regular basis? Why don't you find time to do it on a regular basis? Do it and make it powerful. You know, try to find a time one day each week. We're just going to fast and pray. And that might mean to you missing one meal or going a whole day without any meals. Whatever it is, it's a great way to start to understand the power of prayer that comes along with these things. We're told in Scripture to always pray and not give up, and prayer went along with fasting hand in hand, and we were expected to fast. It says in the Scriptures, when you pray and when you fast, not if. When you pray and when you fast, not if. And the sad thing today is most people out there, most Christians out there, most so-called believers, spend more time making excuses of why they can't fast than to letting go of food. And to understand the feeling of this, and this is what I'm going to end with, is when you, on the average, run a long race in a hot day and then you get a cup of water, how refreshing it is. How refreshing that water is. I can tell you, there's no substance, no food, nothing more refreshing than fasting while and drinking Yahweh's creation of H2O and water, and just drinking it and feeling it sustain your body. It's a beautiful thing. So when we fast, we do a water fast, and we're just blessed by this. And that's what I mean by fasting. I mean by drinking water when we're fasting. You know, we're not to mimic Moses and do a 40-day dry fast. That's dangerous and not what I'm recommending here. When I say going without food, I'm not meaning going without water. I want to clarify that and make that clear to everyone. Yeah, you can go a couple of days without water, but if you're going to fast, water is going to help you. And Yahweh's blessed us with this wonderful, wonderful substance to help sustain our fasting and our praying. And I highly recommend more people utilize everything that Yahweh gave us and focus on Him, and would pray and fast more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So please, please, please consider that and try it and make fasting and praying part of your life. Rejoice always. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for Yahweh's will for you and Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.